Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly, nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever. Oh my God, hi. I missed an episode. I'm aware I've missed an episode last week, which I don't really know what day that was. I believe it was still 2021 by then. It doesn't matter. It's in the past. We're done with her. But y'all, it's a new year. New year. I'm not even going to say it. You already know what I was about to say. But hi. It's been so long. If you're new here, took you a long time to get here. I'm glad you joined. It's like early January. You still have time to recover. You have a lot of episodes to listen to from a while back. You have a lot to learn about me. Like, let's get to it. Like, I'm no longer asking if you're new here, but if you're returning, hi, happy new year, babes. Happy new year. Did you eat today? Did you do something different with your hair? Did you change your outfit? Did you change your whole look, your vibe? Are you really following that new year, new me resolution right now? Because you're thriving, babe. I hope you're doing well. And ignore whatever's going on in the background if you hear anything at any point. I feel like it's a little faint, but still, these people that my across the store, or no, whoa, across the street, quote, neighbors, they're selling the house and they're making it into an Airbnb. So you already know what's going down. You already know what the energy could be. But yeah, they were screaming just a second ago. So knock on wood that they don't do that this episode. But this is already such a long intro. Let's just get to it. We have a lot to catch up on. I have to tell you about my New Year's, what I did, my New Year's resolutions, goals, whatever it may be. I don't know how long this episode is going to be. And frankly, it is 11:40 p.m. Literally minutes before this is supposed to go up. But you know what? It's fine. I'm still doing it. I almost didn't do it, but it's fine. Here we are. I'm doing my best and I have work in the morning, so that's fun. Let's just skip right to it. Let's just talk. We'll see how this goes and how long this takes. Bye. And we're back. Hello, friends. Hello, my fellow aliens. Wow. I feel like it's been a lifetime. And if you haven't noticed, the audio quality is a lot better and not as raspy as my last episode, maybe almost 2 weeks ago, has been. If you haven't listened to that episode, spoiler alert, I went to Miami for New Year's and Christmas because I actually have family there, not to be confused with me just wanting to go there and party, okay? Even though I did do that, but it's okay. My point remains. I went to Miami for the holidays, if you will. A lot going on, I'm not really going to get into the family specifics, love. But what I will say, though, we're just going to skip to New Year's because this episode is New Year's themed, as you probably would have predicted anyways. And I don't know how long this is going to be because I really had to be up early in a couple hours. So yeah, there's that. But where do I begin? I'm just kidding. I know exactly where to begin because, I really was about to dive into this with raw dogging it when I literally have notes right here. Oh God, now I have hiccups. I am so sorry. Okay. Well, I always start with an inspiration for the episode. As I literally stated, it's a new year. It's 2022 and I have so many opinions, so many updates, so many things to catch up on with you guys. So sit back, have a sip of that tea, coffee, matcha, kombucha. I don't know. I used to love kombucha. I don't really know the vibe with her. I only liked one, though. It was Synergy, but it tasted like mango. Like the rest of any other kombucha brand of any kind doesn't have to necessarily be Synergy. It has to be like any other type of them. They're all trash. Except the one by Synergy with mango. For some reason, it tasted a little more fruity than dirty, and it was just so nice. It was just so great. I might have to buy her soon again. Love that one. That's the only flavor I'll have. But anyways, whatever you're into, whatever you're in the mood to, if you're eating, if you're drinking, if you're doing both, you're looking for some entertainment while you're lounging, or if you're in the car, hopefully you're in the car. Hi, girl. Please drive safe. But anyways, New Year's Eve recap. Let's just dive right into it, you guys. Let's just get really into the nitty-gritty details of what is going on right now. But before I do that, I was in the state of Florida. And if you don't know Florida, Well, background with Florida and Me, very quick background. I've mentioned this a million times on my own podcast. Like, there are a million episodes you can listen to of me talking about Florida. Go listen to that for yourself. But long story short, truly, the really long story short, I was born in California, moved to Miami / Fort Lauderdale area when I was about 7. Then I moved back when I was like 12 or 13. And now I want to move back as a 22, almost 23 year old woman. So that's like basically the deal. And yes, I do know a lot of cities in Florida very well. I can get around pretty easily. I know the cities of Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, you know, Boca Raton, because that's how you properly say it. It's not Boca Raton, it's Boca Raton. Like, say it right. You whitewashed little fuckers. And I also know like the Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach area. I've been to Boynton Beach once, just for the mall. Was not that exciting, and nor do I remember it. I'm more of a Del Rey kind of beach gal. She's the only cutest part. But let's be honest, the real part that matters is Miami. Let's really be honest here. That's the only part that matters. I do fuck with Orlando though, because of Disney World, obviously. But also, I have friends there, so it's totally a vibe. I fuck with Orlando. But yeah, I know my way around Florida quite well. Enough for me to, you know, survive and be able to like act like a local. And my favorite local tweet that I tweeted when I was there, it's like, y'all be putting Miami in your bios, but be living in Broward County. Haha. It's like I'm a native already. But yeah. Yeah, don't be saying that. If you're from Broward, I know damn well you are not in Miami. You're in Miami-Dade. It's not Miami. Let's just stop lying. Like, look on the, open Google Maps right now. Look where you are in Broward. If you're in Broward County in Florida, open your Google Maps right now. I wanna see if you can fully and wholeheartedly tell me that you live in Miami. Just open it. Just let me know, girl. Just let me know. No shame, no harm, you know? I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't even seen the map, but I'm actually, you know what? Let's pull it up right now. Let's really get into the specifics. Because I just feel like feeling something, you know? It's just fun. Broward County, Florida. Let's see how far y'all are from actual Miami. So let's see, darling. Oh, would you look at that? Google Maps is telling me that all of Broward County is from Deerfield Beach all the way down, passing Pompano, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, and it ends on Hollandale Beach. Not once did that say Miami, now did it? Exactly. So I rest my case. I love proving my point and knowing I'm right. Sorry, guys. It's like I'm a native already making Florida jokes. But yeah, let's actually just recap on my Florida trip in general. I only had a 20-minute podcast last week, as you can obviously tell, because I was actually mainly focusing with family and friends at that time, catching up mainly with a lot of family that I haven't seen in like literally 7 years. So it was nice. I had to do it, you know, family drama, not really drama, but just stuff. And yeah, it was fun. And that's why I didn't upload last week, because I was actually literally with family celebrating the new year. So I was like, I don't think I can really record anything, because it's like I'm trying to be present, you know, and just being with my family I haven't seen in like fucking years. So there's that. There's the number one reason. And also because there was probably nothing for me to record. Like, it was literally just people coming over, having a blast. That was about it. Like, that was about it. Met some new people. It's been great. Miami is where it's at. I never lived in Miami, but I was always there every weekend because I have family there. And let's be honest, if you're listening to this from Miami, I just want you to make it very clear and known to you that Kendall and Homestead are the real parts of Miami. Don't get it twisted. I know that's a random place to be. No, do I want to live there? I absolutely do not. But I have grown up there, kind of, so I don't really have any hate towards it. I love Kendall because all my family's there. I love Homestead because literally all my family's there. And what can I say? It's a very peaceful area. What can I say? rent is a little bit cheaper there too, so there's that. But yeah, I know I'm a Kendall baddie, if you will. I know about her, and I know about Homestead. I practically lived there every weekend when I was living in Florida. And the melatonin is hitting. Oh God, the melatonin is melatoning. Wow. Okay, it just hit me. Here we go, guys. Let's see how far we can go. But yeah, Miami was fun. As you can obviously tell, this is normal microphone, not voice memos on my phone. Very proud of that upgrade right now. But yeah, that's all I can really say. Eye-opening, very inspirational, and I feel very refreshed with life right now. The last vacation I took, or quote, trip, just leaving California in general, was probably, well, actually, no, in-state, I would say I went to Joshua Tree for my birthday. I really don't know what year it was, to be honest with you guys. Like, it was either 2020, oh no, it was 2020. When you don't even know your own birthdays in quarantine with the pandemic, that's when you know. Honestly, COVID's been a fever dream with my own birthday. I don't have any recollection of my birthdays, to be honest, and I don't think I really want to either. But June 2020, last trip state I took was to Joshua Tree. Loved it. Cute. Other than that, I really have not stepped foot anywhere outside, like really truthfully, except for work, and that's about it. So I haven't really like seen the world in a while, and since I haven't been in Miami for a while, let alone not even just pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, oh wow, you guys. Listen, I really thought, with the Californian in me, I really thought wholeheartedly, with pure honor, like with pure intentions, I really believed that the mask mandate was like universal. Like, I really thought it was enforced like everywhere, being the Californian that I am. Because truly, as the Californian that I am, the Californian native, if you will, the Angelino, if you want to get into the nitty gritty details of it, I really was living in this bubble mentally, thinking that masks were required everywhere, and if nobody followed that rule, it'd be on site, you know. Then your lovely gal right here, she touches down in Miami after maybe a couple of years of not seeing outside California, let alone in a pandemic, right? I go into a Publix, which, FYI, if you don't know the Publix life, you haven't lived. I'm kidding. Publix is very underrated. I mean, very overrated. But like I said, the little Californian Angelino in me finally touches down in Miami after years of not visiting the family there, after years of not even having any recollection except what I've had from childhood in my brain registered. I step foot into a Publix, which, by the way, for my non-Florida listeners, it's a market. And not a mask in sight. Not a one. Maybe a handful. And I was part of that handful. Me and my mom were, all right? Me and my mom were good human beings. I wore a mask quite literally everywhere. And not just some random, like, mask. No, no. The K95, okay? The real shit. The good shit. Like, the quality. Real pizzazz. Mwah, chef's kiss. The mask of the world, mask of the year, if you will. And I was in shock, and I turned to my sister, who's been here for quite some time already, like a couple months, and I'm like, why is no one, you know, aren't they gonna get like charged or something? And she's like, oh no, like it's like optional here. I was like, what? I know you're lying. I know you're lying. Because someone really turned to me. My own sister turns to me after I ask her, why is no one wearing a mask in the state of all of Florida? And she's like, oh, because it's like not required here. Like it's not enforced, but like it's an idea. It's like something you should follow. But no one does it. And I was like, oh, okay. Got it. Like, good to know, girl. What do you mean? What do you mean? You know? It was something. It was eye-opening, jaw-dropping. Truly. And I thought Gavin was bad. I really thought that Gavin Newsom was hellfire. No, no. Ron DeSantis, you take the W for that. You take the W for the most questionable pandemic cautions ever. Oh, God, you guys. Oh, man. Like, literally, the little Californian me in my own bubble in this pandemic really landed in Miami, went to a market in Publix, sees no one wearing a mask, and I turn to my sister and I'm like, why is no one wearing that? Aren't they, like, gonna, you know, get their ass beat or something? Is that not what's going on here? She's like, oh, no, it's, like, not required here. It's not enforced, really. It's, like, all over the sign in every place, but no one does it. And I'm in awe to this day. I'm in awe. Speechless, if you will. Ron, let's talk. Let's have a meeting soon. Because what the hell? Oh, God. Okay. Enough about Florida. Let's talk about Miami. Let's talk about Miami. Like, the real Florida. If only I could just, like, cut Miami off from Florida, that really would be the cherry on top of life. Like, can we just, like, move Miami somewhere, like, near California? Because that would be fun. I don't need to know anything else about the rest of Florida. I don't need to know. I don't need to know about Tallahassee. I don't need to know about Plantation, even though I was there maybe a couple days ago. Literally. Maybe, no, a week ago, basically. But if we could just cut Miami off, that would be great. The rest of Florida can stay where she's at. She can stay there, you know. She can just stay there with Ron on there, you know. Ron can stay in, I don't know, Broward. I don't know. But the rest of Miami, all of Miami-Dade, can be cut off. Like, we don't need to associate with the rest of Florida. I have absolutely no interest in ever checking out any other city in Florida. Truly. I'm simply, like, when I do move there, I'm simply going to pretend that none of those cities exist. The only cities that matter are Miami, Orlando, and kind of the rest of... Yeah, that's actually it. I'm lying. That's, like, literally it. Just Miami and, like, Orlando. Like, that's it. Those are the only two places that matter. Because Orlando has Disney World. That's pretty much all they have going for them. And they know that, so... Regardless. But yeah, let's get into New Year's. Like, actually... New Year's Eve, guys, let's set the scene, right? Let's set the scene of what's going on. There's talk going around between my sister and her friends and everyone involved in this potential New Year's resolution, right? This New Year's event, if you will. New Year's plans. So much is going on. We're trying to figure out what's going on. What's the best call? Because everyone around me was getting COVID because, you know, it was a huge surge. If you didn't know, now you know. And this is also a reminder to get tested because you literally never know. And unfortunately, all at-home COVID tests in LA are sold out, but my sister luckily had some at her place in Miami. So I took one home and I have one test waiting for me in my little box. So I'm going to take that tomorrow because it's been 3-ish days. I'll probably wait another day or two to actually get tested again at home so I can see what's going on. Just to make sure, you know, uno nunca sabe. It's best to take the precautions, you know. But regardless, so setting the scene, it's Miami. It's New Year's Eve. And there's talk going around these past couple of days of what the move is for New Year's, right? Christmas just passed. We're trying to figure out what the move is for New Year's, right? Okay, wow, that was a really, really quiet yawn. I'm so sorry, you guys. I didn't want to yawn in the microphone and then you yawn and then we all yawn. It's, no. Regardless, though. New Year's Eve. Unsure of what the move is, but we have options. So New Year's Eve finally rolls around because this has been going on for, like, every day after Christmas of the discussion of New Year's plans. So New Year's Eve finally arrives. And there are... so many things to go around, but New Year's Eve, right? setting the scene. Miami weather, bright, sunny, beautiful weather going on. I finished my workout of the night, or for the day, you know. And my sister and I were figuring out the moves and the plans and all of our group and posse that we're going to go to this certain event I'm going to mention in a moment. Or before we even knew it was going to be a thing. And we're just going back and forth. We're just like trying to think about it. We're reaching out to some people being like, what's the move? You know, do you got the hookup? What's up? And then eventually there are options now. My mom, she ends up going with our family to the function, right? The New Year's plans for my sister and I and our group of pals, if you will, are four options. We have four options, right? One, we invite people over to the house, we play some Mario Party, we have Nintendo Switch, and we get dummy lit until midnight. We go to our cousin's house. We go club hopping. Oh no, five options, just kidding. We go club hopping. Or we just ask our friends. Excuse me. Let me start over. The melatonin is melatoning right now, so bear with me. So, the New Year's plans or options on the table we have are one. We invite people over to play Mario Party, Nintendo Switch, all that, drink, and basically wait until midnight, which is most likely the safer thing to do with COVID going on. Two, we go to our cousin's house. Three, we club hop. Four, we hit up anyone else in Miami that has the goods and the connections and see what party is popping the most that night. Or five, dun-dun-dun. The Doja Cat concert. And the verdict is Miss Doja Cat. Yep. Miss Doja Cat. The Doja Cat. The utmost Doja, like the Doja Cat. Like, do I even need to say any more? Like, the Doja Cat. Huh. Yo. And I was trying not to, like, butcher it that day because I was trying really hard to, like, not push people to, like, accommodate to, like, what my friends and I wanted and my sister and I wanted, you know, like, because my sister, she's a huge Doja fan. I mean, who isn't, right? But, like, I know my sister's, like, a huge, like, mega fan, like, diehard mega fan. And so I obviously wanted her to go see Doja. I was like, it's okay if I can't go. I want you to go. Don't even worry about it if you can't get extra tickets. I completely understand. Totally respect it. And then eventually, to my surprise, we all go. All our friends go. And I was like really last minute too. So I was like, oh, wow. So like, it's like a thing. Okay. All right. It's official. Wow. I didn't think it would be like for real. So I am sorry if I go silent for a moment. That's because I'm yawning and I don't want to yawn into the microphone. I apologize, but the melatonin it's working, guys. But yeah, I honestly had no idea about this like concert at all until my sister mentioned it like a couple days after Christmas. And I was like, huh, Doja Cat in Miami. It's like it's meant to be, you know? And I was like, huh. I didn't hear anything about this concert prior. I had no idea about it until my sister mentioned it literally right after Christmas. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's good to know. Wow, had no idea. Didn't really see her Instagram post lately. And when I checked, it had nothing or no updates of her concert. So it was definitely like a low-key kind of high-key thing. It's like if you're in Miami, you were going to go or knew about it at least. If you don't live in Miami, you probably would have never noticed until maybe days after she performed and then you post about it, you know, or you see people posting about it or you see Doja posting about it. And so it was official, like we were going. It was me, my sister, her boyfriend, and their mutual friend with his two kids. It was a big group, and then me. So Great, great time. But however, you guys, there's more. Of course there's more. Of course, it's the Doja Cat. There's something bound to be happening. So, like I said, I have no idea of these details. I just know that we're going. Oh, okay. I just knew that we were going. I didn't know any details. I had no concept of dress code. And I assumed, like, in my head, I assumed it was like, oh, because I briefly heard it was an outdoor event. So I was like, okay, that's a better idea with COVID going on. It's a lot better of an idea. But no one told me dress code. No one told me like details. So I was like, well, this is New Year's. So I feel like I should definitely wear a party dress. And luckily I brought one with me. But I put on my silly little dress, which is also kind of incredibly shocking, but go me, honestly, because I don't wear dresses. I get so insecure when I put them on that I literally start crying and I want to vomit. No, not the one I brought, no. And not the one I bought either. It was like a lime green with like swirls on it. It was cute. It was, I was obsessed and it made my tits look amazing. And also I was wearing like biker shorts underneath so I can, you know, not have my thing banging outside, you know. No one needs to see that. And if I want someone to see it, I will make sure that happens. But until then, mind your business. And not a panty line, not a biker short outline on my dress that was literally like maybe centimeters away from showing my full asshole. And I was impressed. I was like, whoa, now that's a dress. That's how you dress. Like, that's how you make a dress right there. It's like super small when you see it on the outside, and then you put it on and it stretches quite literally the most perfect way to your entire body. And then when you try to put on a thong with biker shorts, boom, not a single line was shown. And I even made sure I brought biker shorts with pockets in them. So I wore one that had one pocket only, not two, just to make sure the outline wouldn't show. And I tried both of them. I brought two biker shorts, one with like two pockets on the side and one with one pocket on the side. And I tried them both on. Not a line. Not a one. That's how you make a dress, yo. That is how you make fashion right there. Functional, cute, and affordable. So I wore that. And I also liked the secret pocket that I had. And I also took a mental note whenever I wear a dress like that, I'm going to wear, you know, a biker short with pockets in them. Because it was a chaotic night, right? It was chaotic. And who knew if I was going to need to reach for my ID at any point, because they need to make sure I'm 21 and over. And I was like, well, I don't really trust people, nor do I trust anyone with my purse. So I'm just going to put this in my pocket. Who's going to steal my ID there, huh? I'd love to see you try, girl. But material girl. No, I'm sorry. So yeah, I put on my silly little dress, went in, no makeup. I just was too lazy to do that. I was just like, you know what, guys? And I was also being rushed too, because like we didn't know the move for New Year's until very last minute. So we also tried ordering dinner before, because, you know, we didn't have a lot of food or ingredients to cook with. So we just were relying on Postmates, or trying to at least. We ordered two things. They both got canceled on us because it was literally New Year's Eve. Like, what do you fucking expect? So luckily I had leftover food from the day, and I just made myself grilled cheese, and I called it a night. I called that dinner. I had a bowl with a side of grilled cheese, some tea, boom, good to go. Got dressed, didn't even have time to do anything else because we had to leave at a certain hour, and I was like, fuck it, no makeup, I guess. I'm going to be wearing a mask anyways, so it doesn't really matter. And like I said, I had no details at this event. I knew it was just somewhere in Miami. That's all I knew. I had no other detail. I had no idea about the dress code. I had no idea if there even was one, apparently. And to my surprise, it was at the Fountain Blue Hotel. apparently it's a big hotel for some reason, like just the corporation itself. No idea, never heard of it until maybe a week later when my mom saw my bracelet and she was like, oh my God, Fountain Blue. It's like a really nice hotel. I'm like, literally, you've been there once. And I was like, I don't remember, Mom. But thank you very much anyways. Apparently it's a big hotel. And apparently I've been there more than once. I don't know. And when I got there, you guys, well, when we got there as a group, if you will, the line to get in was so flabbergasting. It was like where I was like, at this point, like, oh, I want to turn around right now. But we did not. We tried a parking lot, didn't work. We just went back to the function, just waited the line, or we cut some people off. It was great. It was amazing. And then eventually we got to the entrance. Then we actually got inside Fountain Blue, and then we got valet. It was a whole deal because it was packed. And when I got off the car, when I tell you dress code should always be stated for literally everything, I mean it, because when I tell you, I got off the car and I see men either really nicely dressed, like I'm talking suit and tie with the dress shoes, everything. And then I also saw a couple of men wearing fucking cargo shorts and a basic t-shirt, or it was jeans, some Air Jordans, and a basic all black t-shirt with a gold chain. And when I tell you that, I was stunned. I was like, oh, I could have literally come in sweats to this function. But no one decided to tell me that. I mean, this is a really minor detail. I'm just trying to extend the story, you guys. I am at my limit at this point. And I don't even know how I'm barely at 30 minutes. It feels like I've been talking for over an hour, but not mad. You are in this with me for the long run. I don't care what you say. Too late to leave now. And so I'm like, wow, I wish someone told me the dress code of this. I really could have just came in jeans and a cute top, called it a day. No, I had to be like, oh, it's a New Year's event, so I'm just going to wear, it's like if it's at a club, I have to wear club clothes or they're going to kick me out. And apparently, as I was leaving, my sister was like, oh, like, you might want to check your guys' outfits because there's a dress code. And she was also telling her boyfriend, like, hey, yo, remember the time we went and they dress coded you for wearing shorts? Yeah, you might want to change. And they changed it, blah, blah, blah. All is good and all is well. And eventually we got valet. Life was okay. I put on my mask, you know, got a mask up. Duh. Obviously, this is Miami. Literally hell, like walking coronas every second. There was probably a million people next to me that had Rona and I didn't even know it. But regardless, I wore my mask, looked cute in it. My K95 mask was black and my green dress, perfect combination. My purse was black, wearing black strappy heels. Life is good, all right? I'm feeling hot. I'm feeling like the hottest bitch at the function because I was. I really was. And then it was just funny to me when I saw women with their boyfriends and their boyfriends were like completely and severely underdressed and she was like in a fucking like Versace like gown. It was really interesting how that worked out, but it's funny. I love seeing women that do that. It's like their man's like the accessory and that's all I want in this life. Just the way I want, but also men, please dress better. It's time you grow up. It's time you let go and have that grip and just let that grip go. I know it's a gorilla grip, but you need to let it go of cargo shorts. It's just time. Wear it in your free time at home when you're alone. Like, I wouldn't mind that. As long as I'm not in the home when you're wearing it. That's all I care about. No one needs to see it. I don't even think you need to see it. No one does. So there's that. So we walk into the lobby and I'm like, oh, it's a hotel. Where's the function, you know? And the function was on the complete other side of the hotel. Where, like, you know how when you get into a hotel, there's like the lobby, and there's like concierge, and then there's like elevators to rooms, and then at the very end, you ask for someone to be like, hey, where's the pool? you go to the pool and it's on the complete other side of the like hotel. Yeah, it was like that. It was structured like that. If you've never been to a Fountain Blue hotel, it was my apparent second time of me being there, and I had no recollection of it whatsoever. But it was at the very other side of the pool, or the other side of the hotel. So that's where the concert was. Little did we know. And we tried getting in, and there was a problem getting in because there was a little lack in communication, or just a misconception, or just something very minor, let alone not a big deal. We overcame our power and we are good to go now. We get our wristbands. It's time to see Doja, and she's already on. I didn't even know that, let alone did I hear her, not a one. And now, back to the regular scheduled programming, what you've all been waiting for. Is Doja Cat as hot as she is online and she is in person? Yes. Yes. No, girl, yes. That woman is so fucking fine. Whoo! Like, sheesh. Like, she is so hot. So talented. Like, do you know how hard it is to be hot and talented? Yeah. It's a very rare thing. But before I get into Miss Doja, which also, by the way, like I would like to reiterate, yes, she is as hot online as she is in person. Oh yeah, like for sure. And like, mommy, sorry. Okay, anyways, you get the vibe. So we eventually find the function. We eventually get our wristbands. We get all of this, right? Then it's time to go through like the mini security check that every place has. Hotels, you know, TSA, like a mini TSA, like a on the go pocket sized TSA, if you will. And as I'm being directed to this door for TSA, the mini TSA, if you will, I get shoved for a moment because apparently there was a lot of people at the hotel, literally like probably thousands, and they were all sprawled out in different parts. So apparently where I was going was like a VIP area, I don't know, and I got lost because like security was like literally like doing that hand gesture. I was like, keep going, and I was just trying to fill up as many people as possible to get through just the mini TSA to get to the actual concert because Doja was already on. And I lose my family. I'm like losing my friend group. I'm like, please don't forget about me. Like, they're already like far down. And I was trying to keep up with them because I was, you know, keeping up with them as best as I could. I was wearing literally like maybe like 1 to 2 inch heels, like kitty heels. Like, I could run, girl. I could really run. And I was running and my heels failed me. And then I get shoved and I'm like, who the fuck? And then I look over. And I think, I don't want to jinx this for myself, but to my appearance, it looked like Little Uzi Vert, or Little Uzi Vert. Now, if it was him, bro, I don't care if you're like a billionaire, don't fucking shove me. Have your team just relax a bit, all right? We're all here to see Ms. Doja, okay? Let's relax, all right? And if it wasn't Lil Uzi Vert, then go to hell, bitch. Don't fucking shove me, all right? You're not hot shit. No one is here, all right? The only person that matters here is Doja Cat, all right? Let's be honest here. She's the only event here that matters. But I don't know. I'm unsure. But then again, when I went through the mini TSA, did not see him. Maybe it wasn't him. It's just a guy that looked like him to me. He had face tattoos, so I would assume it was Lil Uzi Vert. But I was in the mini TSA, and apparently I saw Offset, I saw Quavo, like I saw all of Migos in that same room. I was like, huh, all right then. The chains and everything, you know, the like iced out chains and all that jazz, you know. I was like, oh, where's Cardi at though? I would like to see her. Miss Cardi, show yourself. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it was a really weird moment. Then we were walking out. Miss Doja enjoyed Doja. She killed it. And by the way, may I just say, as the dancer in me that I am, when I say that Doja can not only, you know, sing, oh no, that woman can perform. When I tell you her choreographers and her choreography were phenomenal, it would be an understatement. Because literally, Miss Doja is one of the most famous people on the planet right now. Truly, whether you like her or not, it's the truth. All right? You can hate her all you want. You can hate on her career, her music, her voice, whatever the fuck you want to hate her for. But when I tell you that woman can perform, oh, do I mean it wholeheartedly. Not even enough words in the dictionary to describe what I saw. Because the music was amazing. Obviously, I knew every song. Literally, all of her songs are famous. Like, all of them. Not a one. Like, literally not a one was not, like, performed. You think it? Oh, she sang it. She performed it. And even better, because that woman was made to be on a stage. When I tell you that I got a pure smile from that woman the whole night, it was like it was meant for her. Doja Cat is meant to be on a stage. She is meant to be a performer, an entertainer, a fucking musician. You guys, if you ever in this life have the opportunity to see Doja Cat live, oh, please take me with you and also take the opportunity. Like, I will give my soul up to see Doja Cat again. Truly. She gave us performance. She gave us visual. She gave us choreo. She gave us, like, sex appeal. She gave us, like, beauty. She gave us everything and more. Like, she does not stop giving. She is the gift that keeps on giving. It was literally New Year's. I was like, babe, Christmas is over. Miss Doja, it's okay. You don't need to give us this much beauty anymore. Like, you need to rest, my love. You need to rest. You give us so much already. What do you give to yourself, queen? Please. Let us, please, like, please, heal. Relax, queen. I can't handle. And so, Miss Doja performs, which was phenomenal. The visuals, the vocals. And also, might I say, that her vocals were quite literally almost copy and paste from her album in real life, to be honest with you. I think it was a solid maybe like 7.5 out of 10 for her getting her vocals from the album in real life. Like, whew, girl. Wow. I was impressed. I still am. And if y'all are asking, yes, she did perform Ain't Shit. Mm-hmm. And when I could tell you, I was screaming at the top of my lungs as if it was my last breath to That's Not Cheating If I Wasn't With Your Ass. Girl, when I screamed that, I meant it with my whole damn chest. Every atom in my being. Every cell, every mitochondria felt that. And I rest my case. Then, you would think the end of the day ends there. No. Miss Doja Cat, oh, phenomenal. I did count down with Miss Doja. It felt amazing. The video's on my Instagram if you want to check it out. Link below. But fast forwarding a little bit, Doja was amazing. I'm like still in awe after the show ended. I was like, oh my God, Miss Doja fucking Cat, I love you. For hours after, I'm like, oh my God, Doja Cat was amazing. I'm gonna literally pee my pants. I would die for her. Oh, she's so good. Just that same repetition and mentality for the next like 2 hours maybe. And whoo, you would think the night ends there, but no. Oh no. Then I get home because there was nothing else after the Doja Cat concert that was popping. No good, like, I think Jack Harlow was having a party. I almost went to that, or low key, I almost was like, let's fucking go because Jack Harlow is kind of hot. He's 6'3, you guys. That's all I have to say. Do I need to say any other fact? The man is 6'3. I would have gone if I could, you know. But regardless, not the point. And also Miley and Pete Davidson were doing something. We tried thinking about going to that. We never even found out the address for it. So that was impossible. And long story short, we got home. And we were like, let's invite people over. I was like, please, no. I'm so tired. It's like already 1 a.m. at this point. Like, for real. Nothing was open. and also the function. Like, literally, when I look outside the streets of Miami after the Doja Cat concert, not a single human being was hiding at home. I feel like the entire city of Miami was out, honestly. Not one person wearing a mask, though. Just so we're clear, you know. Don't get it twisted. And so, whew. There was nothing else going on, though. There was nothing else, like, crazy fun that was worth going. And also, all clubs that we were considering were kind of pointless because, one, we didn't schedule ahead of time to reserve a table, and, two, it would have just been pointless to go. There was no table reserved, and we didn't do that. So, there's that. And long story short, we ended up back at the house. We invite people over to just have fun, play in the pool, talk or whatever, mingle, if you will. My sister invites her friends as well. It's been a fun time, and I stay up until 5 a.m. conversing with the lovely woman I met that night. Bless her heart. Very sweet girl. Very sweet woman. Very, very, very charming. And I went to bed at 5 a.m. I woke up at 2, you know. Not something I love to do. Really fucks up my routine, and I'm not gonna lie to you, this melatonin is beating my ass right now. And in conclusion, I stayed up until 5 a.m. in a deep conversation and not drunk out of my mind. I was on my period, and TMI, I cannot drink on my period, let alone the days prior to it, because the cramping and the bleeding get even more heavier than it is naturally. So, no thank you. I straight up just had, I think, maybe one shot the whole night and water. Like the virgin I am, which was fucking horrendous. I was like, wow, I can't even get shit-faced right now because my body just decided to bleed today. Oh, how much I hate bleeding. Ooh. 2022 New Year's, you don't even know, you guys. I am making sure I am not bleeding in that era. No, I'll do whatever it takes. In conclusion, Doja Cat concert was 1 billion out of 10. And the experience was 1 billion out of 10 as well. Just a little upset I fucked up my own sleep schedule. But it's fine. We all recover. We all learn. And so, we move on to the lovely New Year's resolutions and goals. For me, at least. And just beware, you know, it is a new year. Doesn't mean you have to change every little ounce of your being and every atom in your living, breathing self. I just think that people, very unpopular opinion, but people can change if they choose to. Change a lifestyle, change a routine. Not change who they are, of course, but they can change their mentality, they can change their lifestyle habits, their routine, like even as simple as like their clothes, like their style, whatever it may be. People do change. Just not in the ways you may want them to, but there is still such thing as change. I don't know why people say people never change. It's like, yeah, kind of true, but people learn life lessons, and they grow from that, and they act upon it sometimes. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do. You never know what you're gonna get. And so, my New Year's resolutions and goals, I combine them both, right? My first New Year's resolution, which I kind of started late 2021, was stop complaining. Truly. Do I even need to say any more? It's like, it's exhausting complaining. Like, it really is, because I used to do it all the time. Like, everyone does it. It's not something that you should feel shame about. It's just the, like, minimizing it. It's like, okay, let me take a step back before I decide to, you know, get mad or get frustrated. What can I control here? What can't I? Then act upon that. Number two. Stop seeing the negatives. Ooh, girl, the trauma has always made me see the negatives in life. Never positives. Now I'm at this point where I'm like, nobody wants to be a fucking negative Nancy, nor does anyone want to be friends, associate, or even date a negative Nancy. So therefore, I was like, okay, let me take another step back, aside from analyzing a situation and complaining about it, for starters. Two, take a step back and be like, okay, question, what can I control here? What can't I? And also, my second question would be, what do I do with this information? Because you can get the worst news of your life, your most negative, like, new, yeah, let's just go with news or whatever. What is your solution? Complain? Get mad? No. I know a lot of people do that to like cope and like let out that stress, which is true. Like if you need to cry about it first, go ahead and do so. If you need to get mad about it first, go ahead and do so. But when you get over the top mad, it's like, okay, like this is not even like me reacting. Like this is an anger issue. I am going to completely call myself out on that. That is truly me. Probably should see an anger management course or person or teacher or whatever. But truthfully, I'm just in denial at this point in my life. But I'm mentally aware of it, if that makes sense. But my point remains the same. Stop seeing the negatives in life. 3, remain calm. Life goes way too fast for you to be extremely calm. Yet you have to. And then 4, slow down. I love doing that. I love taking time for things because I feel like me being rushed, 1, puts me in a terrible mood, and 2, makes me even do my job worse and whatever it may be, school, work, whatever it may be. And then 5, yeah, 5, get money, simple as that. 6, move out. 7, make new friends that I love, which is a 1 priority and goal for this year. And lastly, but certainly not least, which is also incredibly as important as the second to last one, is have fun. Life is about having fun, you guys. Make 2022 worth it, however that may look for you. And I hope and wish you all an amazing happy new year and happy holidays. And also a merry new start, whether it be in your habits, in your lifestyle, in your, you know, anything. But also be nice to yourself when you're trying something new and you really are just feeling lost and you don't know where to start or if you even want to. Just remember, it'll be worth it. And the sirens are really fucking up my go. But regardless, much love, be safe, take the right proper precautions for COVID-19, whatever that may look for you. And I will hear from you guys next week. Bye.